The sixth Aliyah of Parshas Truma tells us about the Mizbeach, HaMizbeach with the Hei HaYidia, and Rav Soloveitchik emphasized here that the focus on the Mizbeach is consistent with the view of the Rambam, that there seems to be a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban as to what is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam's understanding, as can be inferred from his language and from his focus, is that the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to facilitate the Karbanos, as opposed to the Ramban in his commentary to Chumash, who understands that the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to be a home for the Shekhinah, as the language sounds, V'yasuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'socham. And this is reflected in the fact that the Rambam counts the Kalim as part of the mitzvah being a Beis HaMikdash, apparently everything that is needed for the Karbanos, while the Ramban understands the Kalim to be part of a separate mitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that the reason the Rambam doesn't accept the position of the Ramban is because he doesn't believe that this is possible, that Hashem could reside in a building and contract himself in that way, that is counter to the understanding that the Rambam has of the concept of Shekhinah. So therefore he has instead the focus on the Beis HaMikdash as a place for the Korbanos to be brought. Accordingly, HaMizbeach is the center of the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal associate the Mizbeach with marriage. The Gemara in the end of Maseches Gittin tells us that someone who divorces his first wife, the Mizbeach cries over this. There are many different understandings of what the connection is. One understanding is that the Mizbeach represents sacrifice, and that perhaps if the marriage failed, it was because of a lack of sacrifice from one party to the other. Perhaps one of many reasons why that may happen, among others. Other connections between the Mizbeach and the marriage are cited by Rav Yosef Engel in his Gilyonei HaShas, Maseches Gittin. One, he notes, is that the Mizbeach is there to bring Jews closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and has the imagery of a Chas Mikala. And also, the Mizbeach represents Achdus. It brings the Jewish people together, and therefore, in a sense, this is the opposite of the concept of divorce, which is separation. The Pasuk tells us that each side of the Mizbeach was 5 amos long, but also tells us that it was ravua, that it was square, and that in Siv comments that this seems to be redundant. We know that if every side is the same size, then it's a square. And he explains that's actually not true, that there are two aspects to a square. One is that all of the sides are the same size, but also that there needs to be 90-degree angles at the corners. And this is relevant also to tefillin. Tefillin have to be square, but square means not only that all the sides should be the same size, but also that there should be 90-degree angles at the corners. And the Gemara in Zvachim, and Daf Samech Beis, tells us that the numbers can actually change in terms of the measurements, and indeed they did change from one hechel to the next, but the square requirement is always there. And as Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch notes, it means square, not necessarily a cube, because the sides do change in relation to the height, and the height stayed constant, but the sides got larger, so it's not necessarily always a cube, but it is always a square, and the square is crucial to the imagery, he explains, because a perfect square is not something that's found in nature. Circles are found in nature, but squares to that extent are not, and therefore the imagery here is discipline imposing itself on nature, and this is itself one of the major messages of the Mizbeach. And the next pasuk tells us about Karnosav, Al Arba Pinosav. On the corners, there is a set of horns that goes up towards Shemayim, and that itself is part of the imagery, that it is as if the Mizbeach itself is reaching up to Shemayim. We also find here Vitzipiso, so Nechoshes, that it should be covered up with copper, and Rashi tells us that this is L'chaper al-Azos Metzach, to atone for those who are brazen, who are chutzpedik. This is based on the language of a pasuk in Yeshayahu, which refers to those who are stubborn, who are brazen, as having a forehead made of copper. So it's a question how exactly this affects that kapara. Perhaps one idea is it's about taking this attribute and converting it into a sacrificial image, about harnessing the negativity and moving it towards positive things. That itself is a kapara. The Al-Sheikh has a comment which perhaps indicates that already there has been some type of repentance for the brazenness. And in essence, that is indeed what we need for kapara, that there's tshuva first. So perhaps the idea is somebody who has in the past been brazen and has been chutzpedik is going to find it very difficult to consider the Mizbeach and to approach God and feel like he doesn't have a place doing that. And therefore, the covering of Mizbeach in the Choshes is a way of saying, don't look at anything else, don't look at anything beyond this, just focus on this and understand the path forward. And in that essence, it's an opportunity for kapara, for the one who is already doing tshuva, for the quality of brazenness. And all of these themes emphasize overall how the Mizbeach is meant to evoke a kapara, both through its practice, but also through the imagery, and also through the mentality that it evokes from the Jewish people.